Arizona GOP Chair Kelly Ward files to quash January 6 committee subpoena of phone records. By Hannah Blow on February 1, 2022. Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward is filing a motion in federal court to quash the Pelosi-led January 6 Select Committee subpoena of her phone records, Breitbart News learned on Tuesday. Breitbart News learned on Tuesday that Ward received news that the committee was unconstitutionally seeking to violate their Fourth Amendment right to privacy via a letter sent to her from T-Mobile, informing her of the subpoena. The letter, dated January 24, 2022, states that it received a subpoena for records related to a phone number associated with her T-Mobile account from the U.S. House Select Committee to investigate the January 6 attack on the United States Capitol. T-Mobile informed Ward that it intended to produce the documents by February 4, 2022, unless she provided the company with documentation no later than February 2. The documents must confirm she filed a motion for a protective order, motion to quash, or other legal process seeking to block compliance with the subpoena. Had we not been at home, T-Mobile would have released the records without any chance of intervention from us, Ward said, blasting Pelosi's committee as being comprised by political hacks whose only goal is to take down President Trump and those of us who have unwaveringly supported him and who have relentlessly stood up for election integrity. I refuse to lie down and have my constitutional rights trampled by a rogue committee that has no authority to do so. They aren't legislating based on this faux investigation. So I will continue to loudly and correctly fight for our great American republic that the left is hell-bent on destroying, she told Breitbart News. Breitbart News reviewed the motion to quash, which contends that the scope of the T-Mobile subpoena violates Arizona state law privileges. Privileges protected by the federal rules of evidence and federal statutory law protecting patient information, given Ward's role as a practicing physician, as well as her husband's. Among these documents, the subpoena requires that T-Mobile provide subscriber information, including all authorized users on the associated account, all phone numbers, SIM, IMC, and other identifiers associated with the account, and the names and identifiers of individuals associated with the account, including IP addresses, a complaint for the motion reads in part. The production of these documents by T-Mobile concerning the phone number, and the subpoena upon which this production would be based, violate the constitutional rights of the plaintiffs, specifically implicating the protections of the First and Fourteenth Amendments to the United States Constitution, constitute an ultra vires action by the committee in violation of its own rules, the rules of the House of Representatives of the United States Congress, and the fundamental basis underlying the limited congressional power to investigate for legislative purposes, violate state and federal privileges of medical privacy and physician-client communications, and substantially infringe the right to privacy guaranteed under Arizona state law by invading the plaintiff's seclusion. Last month, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, made it clear that he has no intention of participating in the committee, noting it is not conducting a legitimate investigation as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members I named to serve on the committee. It is not serving any legislative purpose. The committee's only objective is to attempt to damage its political opponents, acting like the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee one day and the DOJ the next, he said, blasting the committee for subpoenaing the call records of private citizens and their financial records from banks while demanding secrecy not supported by law. This story is developing.